This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1976. I'm your host, Jeff Alvin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I like to spend some time daily talking with you about some element of job search because it doesn't have to be that hard. It doesn't have to be that difficult, painful, or have you lose as many situations as you want to be involved with and losing them. It's just there's a different skill set to finding a job than doing a job. And I provide this show daily to help you. I also have a great YouTube channel at jobsearchtv.com and a blog at thebiggamehunter.us, all designed to help you. Now, with interviewing, the best of my stuff I've got consolidated in one of three ways. Number one, I've got a class on Udemy called the Ultimate Job Interview Framework that you can order. It's inexpensive, like $25 for a video class that I do. You can also order the book on Amazon by the same name, and it's as a paperback or as a Kindle book. It does make things a lot easier. Again, the Ultimate Job Interview Framework. Now, today's show is one where I talk with you about what to do if your manager finds out you're looking. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And now let's get going. And the question I wanted to address today is, what do you do if your manager finds out you're looking for a job? You know, years ago when I was a rookie and I was working in an agency, I remember the time that the owner brought one of the salespeople into his office because he left his resume in the copier. Ooh, horrible thing. And that was how it would happen years ago. Today, it's a little bit more subtle. You may have inadvertently posted something on LinkedIn, or a friend of his in another organization may have called him, her, and let them know that you were looking for a job. He recognized, she recognized the firm, or it's there. Call them up and said, hey, do you know so-and-so? I know it's not supposed to happen that way, but it does. That's the reality to it. And now you're being confronted. Now, the good news is, like that episode I discussed from early in my career in search, it doesn't tend to happen in front of other people. But the reality is, they got you. They got you. And the notion that you can lie your way out of this is absolutely ridiculous. They know it. They've got the proof, or they've heard the phone call from someone that they know. So what do you do? The answer starts off with, don't lie. You're caught. I'm looking for something else, which invariably follows up with, but why? It's kind of like the spouse who has been caught cheating. You know, they want to know what the issue is for you. And you have to speak calmly. So once you've acknowledged it and you hear the why question, I want you to take a deep breath and say, you know, I've been frustrated here for a long time. And just calmly speak with them about what your issues are. And I'm not going to tell you that they're going to resolve them, because they may not. They may say, you know, this is the way we work. And if you don't like it here, you know, you can certainly go. I'm not prepared to go. At which point, you can continue by saying, you know, my intention is to continue doing good work. And, you know, if things change, I'm happy to stay. But in the meantime, I am exploring other things. Notice, you know, I'm speaking very calmly with this person. Now, if they choose to fire you, indicate that you want a letter of termination so that in this way you have documentation that you were fired. You didn't resign, you were fired. If you're in the process of talking about your issues, I want you to be able to support your case. And in this way, talk about specific stories. You know, there was this time not long ago where It's almost like there's a storytelling model that I teach with the acronym of SOAR, Situation, Objective, Action, Results. So it was a situation you gave me to work on where I started addressing it, and out of the blue, you came in and just took it back from me. And you did it in front of a bunch of people. And the result of this wound up being, and you talk about what happened to you, what the impact was. Now, notice how I'm calmly speaking about this. I know there are people that I coach where they and their boss sometimes have a misunderstanding or there's a misinterpretation of what is going on. And they listen very carefully and they go, thank you. That completely resolves what my concern is. And they're able to move on. If that happens for you, do that. By all means, indicate that it's all resolved and you're not going anywhere. But the one thing not to do is to get into an argument. You do not get into an argument with someone who can either pave the way for improvement for you or make it smoother for you on your way out the door. You have a reference that you're looking at right opposite you that you're going to want to use in the future. And a negative reference can be problematic. Yes, there are obviously ways that can work to get around this person and provide others with a reference. But fundamentally, if one of the issues is, you know, I need to spend more time with my family and I'm working 90 hours a week here and I just don't see them. I've got a 3-year-old at home, you know, a single parent. My mom has been helping me. You know, you talk about the stories and say, this isn't what I signed up for. And I respect that this is the way you want me to work, but this isn't what I expected. So I'm looking at other alternatives. Do you want to leave now? I don't want to quit, but at the same time, I can't afford to quit. But at the same time, I want to explore other options. Notice, very calm, very sincere, very heartfelt. You always want to maintain that calm. You always want to maintain that concern, and you always want to be respectful of the other person, just like you want to be treated with respect as well. So, again, a lot of different ways to approach this, but it all starts off with the truth and then calmly stating what's going on for you so that they get it. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to optimize your job search and get better results. First of all, visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog and go exploring. There's just a lot there to help you in the blog. And if you want to take my class on interviewing, it's called The Ultimate Job Interview Framework. It's available on Udemy. That's Udemy. Or you can just use this link, thebiggamehunter.us/interviews, and order my class there. It's very inexpensive, like $12 if you're a new Udemy user, $19.99 if you're an existing one. In addition, it's now available as a Kindle book or as a paperback on Amazon. You can order the book there if you prefer a different format. And as a paperback, I think it's $6.99. As a Kindle book, it's $2.99. So again, very inexpensive. Obviously, I'd love to help you with coaching. At my website, you can schedule time for coaching with me or schedule a free discovery call. And if you just have a couple of questions for me, go to thebiggamehunter.us/live, and you can schedule 15 minutes with me, or thebiggamehunter.us/interviews. And what you're able to do is ask a question and get a response back with a 3 to 5 minute video. I'll be back soon with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!